The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, Brett. This morning I'm joined by Brett from State Cinemas, and I'm really excited to hear about all the new releases we've got coming to the cinema. So, Brett, welcome.
Hey, nice to meet you, Kiara. Well, this is our first time doing this, so this is exciting. It's a legendary moment. You know, this will go down in history, our first radio interview.
It will. It'll be one for the archives, that's for sure. Now, tell us, how many new films can we expect to see coming to our screens?
All right. We've got five new things to talk about this week, so it's exciting.
Okay, great. Well, Let's just dive straight into it. I'm excited about the first one. I have it in front of me.
Yes, we'll dive right in. This one, I'll start with kind of a special screening we have. So on Wednesday the 28th, it's the beginning of our French Film Festival. It's our big opening night. We have this every year, and there's a big to-do and everything. So we've got wine and cheese and beers, and it's a real party. And it kicks off this 3 weeks of just French films that we play here, which is awesome, and it always does really well every year. But we still, it's about half full at the moment, so we still have tickets left for the opening night. And the opening night film is Monsieur Aznavour. And it's a movie about this famous, legendary singer named Charles Aznavour, who was like born in like the 20s and had this like 70-year career of just, he wrote like something like over 1,200 songs. So he's just like this world-famous singer who's from France. And this movie is like a biography of such about the man. So it's a really interesting guy, which has a really lauded performance, a Golden Globe nominated performance from Tahir Rahim playing Charles Aznavour. So that's going to be our opening film to kick off the whole festival. And what you can do is get your tickets now, and you can come at 6:45 and hang out with us, drink wine, party a little bit. And then at 7:30, you can watch an amazing movie to kick off the whole festivities.
That sounds fantastic. What a way to kick off the film festival. And you've got, you've got 23 films coming as part of this French Film Festival. Is that right?
That's right. It's huge. Yeah. And these are always really cool. So when you come to these festivals, you get to watch a bunch of movies that won't actually properly be released until like next year for most of them. So it's really cool. You get to see these amazing films way ahead of schedule. And you get to speak French because we have a bunch of French ushers, and you can work on your French a little bit. It's a whole thing. It's fun.
There you go. And you'll never be short of something to say at a sophisticated dinner party, you know?
That's right. That's it. So I expect everyone to be showing up with their little baguettes and berets and having a good time.
Oh, my gosh. I've definitely got to book my ticket.
That's it. Yes. And make sure you buy a fresh baguette for the night, you know.
Now, I need to ask you about the rating for this opening film. And I sense because there's wine, potentially, it is in the higher rating. So tell us.
It is an infomature, so anyone can come, but not anyone can have wine. You do have to be of age. But we do have non-alcoholic options as well. I mean, they usually provide us with like sparkling water and juice and all that stuff. So you don't have to, you know, party that hard. You can be sensible if you want.
Okay, I like that. There are options. Now, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the French Film Festival before we move on to the other fantastic films coming to the cinema?
We'd be here for hours if I went through like 23 films. But what I would recommend is at the top of our website, if you go to statecinemas.co.nz, there's a little button that says French FF, and you can go in there and just click on those myriad of posters and learn all about the movies. Actually, now that you said that, on June 5th, there's a movie called Holy Cow that's a part of the French Film Festival, which is basically about a cheesemaker. But as a part of the movie, we're doing one special screening on June 5th where you get cheese with your movie watching experience.
Yes, great. I advocate for this for all films, but I like it. I like that you're starting with this one.
Yeah, so if anyone from a cheese company is listening right now and you want to reach out to me, maybe we can do a deal where cheese in a movie all the time. I'm all about this cheese life.
Perfect. That sounds like a great offer. Fantastic.
Next week, though, Wednesday the 28th, join us for the launching of the French Film Festival.
Great. And so great. Just check out the State Cinemas website to find out all about the festival. Okay, so moving away from France, what else can we expect to see coming to the cinema?
I think we'll go from France to Hawaii with our first kind of proper new release this week. We've got Lilo and Stitch, which is was from 2002, was like my favorite Disney cartoon about a cute little blue alien and a little girl who's sort of a rebel, are going through a tough time, and they become friends and become family. It's a beautiful movie. If you haven't seen it, you know, go on Disney Plus and watch it to prep yourself, because now we have a live-action version of it.
That is really cool. That will be so, I imagine it will attract obviously today's kids, but it will probably attract those people who were kids in 2002.
I hope so, because I'm definitely watching it the first day, and I don't want to be the only like 35-year-old sitting in there watching this. I'd like to have some other adults.
Yeah, fair. No, that's great. And I hear that there is something exciting happening with the launch of the film, maybe something that could be won.
Yes, indeed. So Disney kindly provided us a gigantic box of Lilo and Stitch. We'll just call it swag. They got everything in there. They got cool bucket hats. We've got cushions. We've got all sorts of inflatable stuff, pins, paper. Like, it's just a box of all the Lilo and Stitch you could ever imagine. And what we're doing just over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is before you guys enter the cinema, we're going to play some little sneaky prizes around the cinema, preferably on the seats. And you could win some Lilo and Stitch swag this weekend.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Now, what is the rating for Lilo and Stitch?
It is PG. So that's PG just for a bit of violence, because there is some really fun little spaceship fight scenes in there. Yeah. But it is for kids and for the whole family. So anyone can come. And it is playing about a million times a day.
Okay,
about four or five times a day, depending on the day of the week you come.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Well, that sounds like a great one to check out. Now, the next one I am very interested in. My Irish heritage is picking up to hear all about Tarek.
Oh, all right, don't make fun of me too much when I try to pronounce these names. I'm really bad at it.
Okay, we can work on it together.
Yes, but it is, yes, a film called Tarek, which was a part of the British and Irish Film Festival last year. So kind of like what I was saying with these festivals, you get to see movies way in advance. So Tarek is officially now coming out, and it's all set on the Dingle Peninsula.
It is. Oh, my gosh. I've seen this movie. It is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a part of the Irish Festival last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Oh, fantastic.
Yes. You'll probably be able to speak on it a little better than I am, because I didn't get a chance to watch it. But it follows a girl where this is the word I was struggling with. I think her name's Aoife. It's A-O-I-F. Aoife. I knew I was going to butcher that. But she just recently lost her mother. And so to kind of help get through that grief, she ends up fumbling across a rowing team. And so it's just a movie of, you know, kind of getting over grief and family and, you know, just getting over tough situations through sports and community.
Yeah.
And it's all in Irish language, or Gaelic, I think.
Gaelic, yep, that's right.
Gaelic, yep, yeah. So it is all, you know, not English, but there's subtitles on there. So don't let that be a barrier of entry for you, because this has been a heavily award-winning movie and worth your time for sure.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the scenery of the Dingle Peninsula is just absolutely beautiful. My uncle and my cousins live there, so I've seen the Carrick racing, which is the Irish, the rowing, and it is fantastic to see. So if you have any Irish heritage, you'll absolutely love the movie.
Absolutely. And if you're just someone who just likes like sort of just pretty sceneries and stuff, and being able to see it on the big screen, that like the peninsula looks beautiful. So like the shots in here are amazing, the cinematography, on top of just having like a beautiful story woven through all this pretty scenery.
Yeah, and it's almost like a good Hallmark movie in a sense, because she returns from the big city to the small town, you know, but it's done so much better than those Hallmark movies.
She fumbles into a guy who she used to go to high school with, and they fall in love. I don't know if there's any romance in there, but yes, it does seem very like you're gonna leave feeling pretty good at the end of this, is what it looks like.
Yeah, you are now. All right, well, that's fantastic. And what rating do we have on that one?
that is just M for mature, for a little bit of offensive language, which, you know, if you, it's all subtitled, so you can just close your eyes. You won't even know what's going on.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, Brett. And when are the screening times for that?
Yeah, there's three or four screenings a day, depending on the day of the week you go. Usually Sundays and Mondays, we open a little later, so those days tend to have less screenings.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, that sounds great. Heaps of opportunity there. Okay, take us on to the next film.
All right. So we are doing another Metropolitan Opera screening, which these are always really great and really like hard to catch. And so what these are is a broadcast that happened, it would have happened like maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, of a live recording straight at the Metropolitan Opera in New York of a performance of Fidelio. And they let us screen these just three times. They're really limited. And once, you know, if you don't get to catch them those 3 days, they're kind of gone forever. They're like impossible to find. You can't even do any sort of internet shenanigans and pirate it. They're just gone. So it's really the best way to see an opera without buying like a $1 million plane ticket and going to New York. You know, you can just saddle up to the cinema here and watch it.
Yeah.
And again, this particular opera is Fidelio, which it's a opera from Beethoven. And I'll try to not spoil a 200-year-old opera, but it's about a jailer in the kind of 1800 Spain era. A jailer who's got a prisoner in his jail cell that may or may not be connected to another character on there. And he also has a daughter who's fallen in love with one of his staff named Fidelio.
Mm.
And Fidelio may or may not be a boy, or maybe a girl. It may be a Mulan situation, and they may or may not be in love with one of the prisoners. Who's to say? I don't want to spoil anything for you. But there may be a saucy love triangle and a bunch of beautiful music. So it's worth checking out.
That sounds gorgeous. All done on the backdrop of a beautiful soprano and a tenor as well. So that just sounds great.
Oh, it's great. And if you guys have never caught these before, like the Met in New York, like the production design in these things is unreal. Oh. Like it looks extravagant and expensive. And it's like the best singers in the world come there to perform. So it is really like the best interpretation of Fidelio you can catch.
Yeah, that's so true. And so to our listeners, remember, you've only got three opportunities to see that. So when are the screening times for that?
Yeah, so you can see us on Sunday at 12:40 p.m., Monday at 6 p.m., or Wednesday at 11 a.m., and that's it. It's gone forever. You'll never know what happens. So you got to pencil it in your little notebooks or calendars or whatever you use and make sure you get in and see it.
Oh, okay, perfect. Yep. Well, get in quick, everyone, for that one.
That's right. And I will say, like, the past few offers we've done have been, like, bananas, like, almost sellout level. So, like, really, if you are interested, I'd say book sooner rather than later. Like, don't leave it till the day, like Nelson's good at doing, and walking in. Please do pack out.
Okay, okay. Great. Okay, what's next for us?
Yeah, I've got one last little goody for you guys. We're going over to India for this one for a film called Nari Veta, which is in a Malayalam language. And what Nari Veta is, if I was a police constable who's sort of gets roped up in this sort of police violence against a local tribe, and he's having to deal with like the conflict of like, is this kind of morally right or not? But in pure kind of Indian fashion, the guy has an amazing mustache and they're dealing with complex issues through slow motion fight scenes. So it's great. All these movies are usually a lot of fun. There's really intense action movies. They ask us to pump the volume all the way up. So it's like just rocking in there. So you're getting kind of an interesting political idea with just top notch action and great mustaches and beards. They always have amazing mustaches in these movies. I can't point that out enough.
Great, great. So, yes, some inspiration on that front too. That's great. And so there's just a couple of screenings of this one. Is that right?
Yeah, so anytime we do these, they're also kind of like the opera. They're really, really limited and hard to see. So you can catch us at Friday at 8 p.m. or Sunday at 8 p.m. as well. And make sure you're at least 13 or older because it's an R-13 film for a bit of violence, cruelty, and content that may disturb.
Good to know. Well, this is a fantastic week to go to the cinema. I feel like you could go around the whole world if you go to all the films we mentioned.
We do. So we got all these amazing new movies. You can go to France, Hawaii, India, and we still have The Salt Path here, which has been an absolute unit. So if you haven't seen The Salt Path, we're still screening that. We still have the David Attenborough Ocean documentary, which has been
great.
It's been insane. That one's been selling out left and right. We still have Mission Impossible if you want to see Tom Cruise hang off the side of a plane. I mean, we've got like all the movies. Forget Netflix. We've got more variety here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't, well, you don't get cheese with your Netflix unless you buy it yourself, but you don't get the same experience in the wine, you know? This is
right.
It.
You don't get the big screen, the booming sound and, you know, amazing pizza, you know?
That's right. It's no comparison.
That's right. Forget Netflix. Cancel it now. Just live here with us.
I don't know if that's defamation. We might have to get rid of that.
Cool.
Well, hey, look, Brett, thank you so much for chatting to us and telling us what's going on this week. It sounds like a fabulous week, and we can't wait to chat to you again next week.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this chat, and I hope to see everyone out here this weekend and on Wednesday.
Perfect. Okay, thanks, Brett.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.